12:46 on the Midday Report with me, Mandy Wiener. So a couple of things that have come out this morning to do with Russia and South Africa. The first is the fact that the Russian foreign minister is currently meeting, that's Sergei Lavrov, with our minister, Naledi Pandor, for bilateral talks in Tshwane today. Of course, Russia is part of the BRICS bloc of emerging countries. But all along, South Africa has consistently said that it is neutral in the Russia-Ukraine war, and we've been heavily criticized, including by the Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Later this week, though, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also coming to South Africa to come and meet with Naledi Pandor as well. And then the Ministry of Defense and Military Veterans has issued a statement on this naval exercise that is going to be hosted by South Africa with China and with Russia. So there's a maritime exercise that's scheduled to take place in February. And there's been a lot of criticism of this because clearly it undermines this whole idea that we are neutral. The Ministry of Defense has issued a statement saying that South Africa is not abandoning its neutral position. We remain firm in our view that multilateralism and dialogue are keys to unlock sustainable international peace. Have a listen to some of the audio from that statement.
We'll host the People's Liberation Army Navy from China and the Russian Federal Navy during the multilateral maritime exercise scheduled to take place from the 17th to the 27th of February 2023. Exercise Mosi 2, this maritime exercise will take place in Durban and Richards Bay in KwaZulu-Natal. This will be the second time such an exercise will be taking place involving the three naval forces, with the first one held in November 2019 in Cape Town. This year's Exercise Mosi 2 will see over 350 South African National Defence Force personnel from various arms of services and divisions participating alongside their Russian and Chinese counterparts.
So that's Cornelius Monama, the spokesperson for the Ministry of Defence and Military Veterans. And they're saying there, well, we remain neutral on this whole thing, even though we're having a maritime military exercise with Russia in February. So let's get some analysis on all of this. We are waiting also for a media briefing with Naledi Pandor and Sergei Lavrov as well. Stephen Groost is the head of Russia-Africa Project at the SAIIA. Stephen, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. The fact that Sergei Lavrov is here, he's having bilateral talks in the capital city, in Tshwane, with Naledi Pandor today. What does that say about South Africa's neutrality in the Russia-Ukraine conflict?
Hi, Mandy. Thanks for having me. Well, it does bring it into question. But one could say, as you said in your intro, that Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary from the US, is coming next week, and South Africa is a sovereign country that is allowed to have relations with whoever it pleases. And some days it's the Russians, and some days it's the Americans or the French or the Nigerians. That's what I think Durko would say. It does, though, really stretch the assumption or the assertion that we are neutral in this conflict. I think if you look at the body language at the press conference after this meeting, it's very warm. South Africa has deep relations with Russia, and the interplay between the two ministers is a warm one. We'll be very interested to see what Janet Yellen's reception is in a couple of days' time. But, you know, South Africa has refused to condemn Russia's invasion of a sovereign state, of Ukraine, and we're seeing that line being continued.
And then, of course, as I mentioned as well, we are seeing this military operation, this training exercise that is going to take place in February as well, a lengthy statement from the Ministry of Defense justifying that. In response to the criticism, what do you make of that?
Well, I'm sure the opposition parties will be all over it if they haven't already raised objections, and I think they have. Look, South Africa did engage in military exercises with both China and Russia in 2019, but I think the world looked different in 2019. This exercise is going to coincide with the anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine on the 24th of February. What are the optics going to look like? South Africa in active military maneuvers with Russia and China on the anniversary of the invasion. I don't think that's going to look too good for us, and I think we're going to expect criticism, and I think we fully expect to get criticism.
So despite all of this, and of course the narrative around this is around the Ukraine, but there are also trade relations between South Africa and Russia as well. South African exports to Russia amounting to over $400 million in 2021. What else are they going to be talking about?
So they are talking about BRICS. One of the things that South Africa is supportive of is perhaps BRICS expanding, and two of the countries that have indicated interest in joining are Venezuela and Iran, which would certainly, I think, shore up the anti-Western credentials of BRICS. They are talking about trade. As you say, South Africa is a big exporter of citrus to Russia, and that was definitely affected by the war last year. We had fruit rotting on the route that was not able to get into Russia. But I think the diplomatic side of this is much more important than the economic side. $400 million is not a drop in the ocean, but it's minuscule compared to our trade with China or our trade with America or our trade with the European Union states or the UK. So it's definitely not just trade that's important. You know, this is Russia showing that it has friends outside of Europe, that it can travel the world, that it can conduct military exercises, it can assert its power, it can assert its influence, and that it will get a warm reception. Lavrov is also going to three other African countries in the region, and next month we'll be going to four North African countries. So he will have visited 12 countries in just over 6 months in a diplomatic charm offensive.
Stephen, thank you as always. Stephen Groost, Head of Russia-Africa Project at the SA Institute of International Affairs, speaking to us there about Sergei Lavrov's meeting with Naledi Pandor today.